Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard coming to you live from New York City. Thank you to everybody hanging out here with us on a Friday night. The show gets started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. You can tune in on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody tuning in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. It could be called The Game, The Zone, The Fan, The Ticket, The Score, whatever the hell your station is called. Thank you. Doesn't matter to me what it's called. Just thank you for listening. SiriusXM 158. People listening on smart speakers. And a big shout out to the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers. Shout out to the truck drivers too, all of them. UPS, Amazon, private companies that we've never heard of, but specifically to the rideshare people, Friday nights can be crazy. Colleges are back. Universities are back in business. People are going out on Friday nights. People are drinking on Friday nights. Somebody got a drunk in the back of their Uber right now, and they can't say nothing. It's a shame, sad. Hey, Shep, you know what? I want to do Uber, Shep. I don't have time, but I want to do Uber.
I'll believe that when I see it.
What, that I want to do Uber?
Yeah.
I like talking to folks, man.
That's obviously why you're on the radio. Right? That's why you're a national solo host. Yes.
Yeah, but I like to drive, too. I love driving. I love to drive. I like to talk. Well, it'd be a perfect job for me, right?
Well, you know, it'd be really perfect.
If we did my show live from an Uber?
If you could drive Uber. Right. Or, and I think to make it easy on yourself, instead of worrying about incoming traffic and pedestrians and cyclists, if you love
cyclists.
Yeah, well, in New York City, you got to worry about a lot of cyclists.
There's cyclists here. I had to drive around some idiot today on Peachtree Street.
Oh, jeez. That's not fun. But, that in itself takes a lot of concentration. Maybe the compromise is you do a radio show from an Uber. God knows you know enough of them.
No, well, I can do that, but I want to drive. I don't want to be no passenger.
There would be no show quite like it. Let's put it that way.
What, if I drove the Uber?
While you did your four-hour national radio show.
Oh, yes. I could do it. I could do that. Easy.
Really?
Yeah, I could.
You should. You know what? You should. I mean, you don't have like a Comrex or like an ISDN. You could do it on the phone.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. It's fine. Obviously, we'll make that work if you want.
Where the hell am I driving? I'd have to drive somewhere. I'd have to go somewhere. I'm not just going to drive around 285 in Atlanta for 4 hours.
Right,
you know?
Right. It'd have to be like a secluded highway where there's not too much noise and honking and
maybe
people screaming.
No, we need the yelling in the back. Maybe I drive from New York to Boston, then do the whole show.
It's creative.
Maybe why not, right?
That is creative, man. Yeah, why not? What do you have to lose? You know, you just can't. You just got to have the window up the whole time, though.
Oh well, I know some of our callers don't understand that.
No, nor do they understand that when I tell you to get off speaker, that means specifically when you get on with JR, make sure you are off speaker.
Yeah, well, Do you also have to tell them, hey, we don't want to hear you on the bathroom or in the toilet?
I would say 97% of people that call the show get it.
They know better, right?
3%, yeah, 3%, no matter how many times they have called, it's going to be the same thing every single time. It's going to be a bad connection. They don't understand that this is terrestrial radio. They don't understand that I'm not looking for a conversation on the phone. And unfortunately, we get what we get.
Hey, listen, it's Friday night. People are going to be doing all types of weird things. What we sign up for.
Hopefully not illegal.
Yeah, we don't like illegal things here. Not illegal. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some of these calls in. And then I have to go through. I don't have to, but I will. I want to look at some 0-2 teams. This was referenced earlier in the show. Just matter of fact, maybe last segment. We had a caller say, oh, I feel good. You know, the Vikings are going to bounce back. I'm like, man, bounce back to what? Where were they to start? Even when they won, 13 games last season, did you believe in that? I didn't. I did not at all. So we're going to look at some 0-2 teams. We're going to talk about Mr. Saban and Ole Miss and Kiffin. We got a lot to do here in this hour. But let's go to Glenn, calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Glenn?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just almost home from work, and then I'm gonna introduce myself to my bed because it's been a long day.
Okay, that sounds like a good deal. What's up?
Yeah, just want to talk Blue Jays because I'm quietly because basically the Trop has been our like house of horrors. I'm quietly confident that they could actually make the playoffs and make a decent run with their pitching because their pitching has been really good. And the bullpen is finally actually since the first time in a long time is actually very, very good. And if we can get some timely hitting, I think we could do some damage in the playoffs.
Who would you say is leading the charge for the Toronto Blue Jays in the pitching department?
It's difficult because I think there's at least two or three. Kikuchi's been really good this year. Berrios has been a lot better, but if Gausman pitches well, he is our ace. He is our we need him to be good in the playoffs if we have a chance. I just honestly don't like Manoah is. I don't know what happened to him. He's apparently had some cortisone or something. So I think it is injury related.
Yeah,
I don't think
that's
go from what he was.
He ain't playing. Yeah, he ain't playing. So we even got to think about him. That's my point. Like we can look at the Blue Jays and say, oh my God, the pitching is good. They got a bunch of very, very good pitchers. But yeah. I wouldn't even necessarily look at Kevin Gausman as being an ace. Yeah. I would look at him as being maybe like a two on a good staff.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Honestly, we only need to really get five very strong innings because our bullpen's damn good. Hicks on the back end. Mays has been really good.
Yeah,
this year.
But you start going through the postseason. And this is where I think it actually matters. It's one thing to go through the regular season like that. But to say, hey, we're in a postseason game and we got a pitcher who's going to give us seven innings, I think it's worth it.
A lot of pitchers don't go seven. Like you look at last year with Houston,
Glenn,
of those didn't go seven. You know,
Glenn, I could be wrong. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ugh. Oh, my God. Such a great conversation. I understand, Glenn. But a team that does have a quote-unquote ace, how about this? The guy who's going to win the Cy Young in the American League this year is Gerrit Cole. All right? And we know Gerrit Cole goes into the postseason. He wants to give up home runs. But having that type of talent, per se, you have a leg up. Because as you go through a series, especially as you move on, becomes more difficult to kind of cobble and patch things together, even with a bullpen. And so, I mean, you can be confident, Glenn, in the Jays. I would still take a look at a team like the Astros. I would take them over the Jays in this series, but that's why they play the games, okay? Okay, Glenn. Thank you for calling from Toronto. He talked himself out of talking. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Max is here from Illinois. What's up, Max?
How's it going, JR?
It's going very well. What's up?
So I'm a diehard Bears fan, okay? And I don't want to get into the pressing stuff with you. It does suck. Week one was at the game at Soldier Field with my dad and my brother. Absolute disappointment. Week three, where do you think I'm going to be, JR?
You're not going to watch them get smacked by Patrick Mahomes, are you?
7 hours in the car at Arrowhead on Sunday.
Have you been to Kansas City before?
I have never been. So I'm excited to go to the city.
Enjoy the food. You don't even have to go into the city. Just enjoy the food, man. Have some
My
barbecue.
My girlfriend,
go home.
She bought the tickets before the season started. I was optimistic. But, man, I don't know, man. I'm thinking about hitting that spread at 12.5, but I don't know.
Well, forget about the game's going to be an ass-whooping. How long are you staying down there?
We're heading down there tomorrow, so we'll be there Saturday night. So we're going to enjoy the city Saturday night.
Okay.
And
you're
going to
leave when?
3:25. So we're going to leave after the game, drive back to St. Louis, stay the night in St. Louis, and then head back to Illinois. But,
oh, yeah.
Man, I'm excited, but I'm not excited for the ass-whooping I'm going to watch.
Yeah. Some guy that you never heard of is going to be on a receiving end of, like, 3 touchdown passes from Mahomes.
Yeah, I know. I hope they do something cool at least. If I can see a cool Fields rushing touchdown, a 2022 version Fields rushing touchdown, I think I'll make it through.
Hey, well,
but I do want to pose a question.
Yes.
I do want to pose a question. So you were talking about the Niners earlier, mm-hmm. And you were talking about Purdy and how he's been questionable, and I'm with you on that. What do you think?
Wait, Purdy.
Whoa.
Purdy questionable for what? Oh,
the throw and the accuracy. Was that you or was that a caller that was saying that?
Nah, I didn't say none about that. Not me.
Okay. What do you think if they had Fields right now? You think they'd be better off than they would be with Purdy right now?
What?
And a hypothetical, if they had taken Fields instead of Trey Lance, what do you think that would look like for them? I'm just spitting.
I mean, look. This dude doesn't look like he can consistently throw a football.
Yeah.
It doesn't have everything to do with the coaching, even though that's what he said, and then he changed his mind on what he said, and now they all love each other, obviously, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about that. You know what? Thank you, Max. I know you said you don't want to be depressed, but I want to play Fields right now so everybody can hear a quarterback say something that he should never say, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you, Max, for calling from Illinois. Yeah, here's a young quarterback in Justin Fields. When asked, like, what's wrong with the offense, why you ain't doing better, this was his response.
You know, could be, coaching, I think. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're doing their job when they're giving me, you know, what to look at and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I, you know, can't be thinking about that when the game comes. I prepare myself throughout the week, and then when the game comes, it's time to play free at that point. So thinking less and, you know, playing more.
Okay. And then, of course, he tried to clean up that statement afterwards. And everybody, the coach, the GM, oh, he's not a finger pointer. He's not of this. He's not of that. And as we have this conversation and I look up here in the studio, ESPN is actually talking about this very game. 82% chance, ESPN Analytics says, that the Chiefs have to win this game. 82% chance. So, yes, if you're traveling to Arrowhead from out of town to watch the Chiefs and the Bears, good luck. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Marty's here from Westchester. What's up, Marty?
Yes, good morning, JR.
Yeah, go ahead, Marty. What's up?
Yes, you were talking about the group of 0-2 teams, and certainly there were like 9 of them.
Marty, I gotta something. Say something. Try again. Say something, Marty.
Yeah, can you hear me better now?
No, Marty. Sorry, Marty. I think it's like my favorite Martian. That's not good. Doug is calling from Georgia. What's up, Doug?
Hey, good evening. What's going on, JR?
How are you? What's up?
Hey, doing awesome, man.
Good.
Hey, I'm excited about the Falcons. I'm looking really good, and I think nothing but positive coming on. And, you know, you talk about Fields.
Yes.
Everybody a couple of years ago giving the Falcons all kind of crap for not taking Justin Fields.
Yeah, Fonso,
I think it's a blessing that we didn't take him.
Yeah, the Falcons have been able to develop, and that's a credit to Terry Fontenot. He's been able to develop the entire roster, and pretty much the last piece that needs development is really the quarterback, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm just excited about it, and just love listening to you guys. You know, Shep does a great job, and credit to you guys, man. And I appreciate you. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, man. Enjoy the game on Sunday, okay? Yeah, Falcons are going to be taking on the Detroit Lions, so that's going to be a fun matchup. Everybody here in Georgia are going to be watching that one. I'm going to certainly tune in as well. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Nick is calling up from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Nick?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I just want to talk about the Dolphins a little bit and our recent struggles over the past couple of years. So I know we were doing pretty good last year, and we fell short because we were playing a third-string quarterback in the playoffs. But I got a lot of hope for Tua and the Dolphins this year. You know, we got Tyreek. You know, we got Jalen Waddle. We honestly, in my opinion, as a Dolphins fan, I might be a little bit biased, but I think that we have the best wide receiving core in the NFL, maybe second to the Bengals. So I really think that we're going to be putting in a lot of work this year, and I think that they're going to finish first in the AFC East. I think they're going to finish strong, especially after the injury with Rodgers. So I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that, JR.
I think it's between both they and the Bills. I'm not going to dispute. Well, I mean, you can look at plenty of teams. If you purely only want to look at wide receivers, then you could go out there and certainly make that argument. But, yeah, I can also look at the team that played on Thursday and smashed around the Giants. I mean, the 49ers are not short when it comes to offensive weapons. It's pretty much everybody. It's a pass catcher, whether it's Kittle or Debo or even Christian McCaffrey, capable of having a 1,000-yard season, but you can't take away from how dynamic and how fast both Hill and Waddle are. And, yeah, so in the AFC East, there isn't any real reason outside of their defense that people should feel confident in the Jets without Rodgers. Patriots.
But I think that we have the best wide receiving core. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. But at the same time, I think we finished 10-7 last year, and half of our games are with backup quarterbacks. I really think that we're going to make a massive turn this year, and I think that we're going to be able to push for, you know, late January, maybe early February, to be honest.
If they stay healthy. That's if.
That's a big if, obviously.
That's you know, They got to start,
you know,
somewhere.
If Mike White comes in, like, we can't really be trusting that, obviously.
Well, but here's the thing. There's so many teams that have, quote-unquote, been in front of them in the line right now where Miami would be taking a jump. If I got to think about the past several seasons, the Buffalo Bills are still sitting there. The Ravens are still sitting there. We know the Chiefs are still sitting there. And so if the Miami Dolphins want to go ahead and take a seat at that table, knock themselves out. Let's see if they do it. Tua has to show through, he's you know, in better shape and he's avoiding hits. He knows how to take these falls now, et cetera, and so on and so forth. Okay. Let's see you do it for a whole year. Let's see you do it. We'll find out. What are you going to do when it's freezing cold? Let's see you do it. So the time is now.
So who do you have for week 3, JR, the Broncos or the Dolphins?
Have you seen the Broncos?
I have.
And so what do you want me to do? You want me to sit here and tell you I'm going to choose the Broncos over the Dolphins?
I want you to boost my confidence right now, and I want you to take the Dolphins.
Oh, come on, man. Have you listened to the show?
Maybe.
Have you heard me talk about Sean Payton and the other guy, Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I hear you trashing them from time to time.
So here, let me just be a jerk to you. I got the Denver Broncos beating the Dolphins, okay?
That's my answer right there. I appreciate it, JR. Have a good night.
No problem, Nick. Thank you for calling from Rhode Island. Come on, man. I want, and it doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'd love it, and sorry to my friends in Denver. My apologies. I'd love it if they lose every game. I'd love it. Here, listen to this guy. I don't know if this is an excuse. I don't know if he's a politician this go-around. I don't know what he is.
Go with the
but
latter.
It's Russell Wilson. I'm sorry.
Go with the latter. If it's Russell Wilson, he's going to try to sound politician and diplomatic-like.
It's Russell Wilson, and he's going to explain to everybody why the Broncos sucked the first 2 weeks. Listen.
I think we just had to play cleaner in the third quarter, you know, coming out. You know, in the third quarter is a really important quarter, especially when we get the ball. And when we defer, it's a good thing because, you know, we get the ball. Hopefully, well, the first game we scored right before half with, I don't know, 15 seconds left or whatever it was in the first game. We got the ball back, and we that first drive, we want to come out and really excel. Same thing in the second game. We got to come out and excel in that part of it. So that's just the focus, and you know, being able to do that, that's something that detail and all of us doing it together.
Oh, what? Anyway, hope the Dolphins smoke them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, I'll get to your calls. I have to mention, I must discuss Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban, and that's what we'll do. So don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, I'm going to get off the radio. I just wanted to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I got something for you folks. Listen, eBay Motors. It's here for the ride. All the parts you need at the price you want, guaranteed to fit your ride every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Somebody who got a crazy motor. Alex Highsmith. Man, that guy was getting busy. Monday Night Football against the Browns. He's intercepting passes for scores. He's creating fumbles to go back for scores. And this is going to be interesting. We got Pittsburgh and Vegas on Sunday night. If only I thought that this was going to be a ridiculously exciting matchup, and it could be. It's just, you never know. Vegas just got smacked by the Buffalo Bills. Jimmy Garoppolo, if you breathe on him the wrong way, he's going to get hurt. And then Pittsburgh, you know, even after that game, Mike Tomlin was standing around saying, man, we got to find our mojo offensively, especially with Kenny Pickett. Listen to Mike Tomlin sound like only Mike Tomlin can.
We have to get our mojo back. We got to get that mojo that we had in the preseason where we're playing fast and fluid with confidence individually and collectively. We've lost that.
Oh, okay. Where do you get a mojo now? Hey, Shep, this is a question for you. Where can you get your mojo from?
Self-reflection?
No.
Yeah.
No. The gas station, Shep, the gas station.
I'm not aware of that kind of a mojo.
They sell it at the counter.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. I've never bought it, but I heard that's what it does. I don't know. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. So that's Sunday night football. On Monday night, we have two more of these stupid doubleheaders. We have Philadelphia and Tampa. That should be good, especially, you know, Baker Mayfield. He must feel like he's on cloud nine right now. And then in the second game, oh, man, can we skip this one? And maybe not. It might be a good game. You got the Rams in Cincinnati, and we have no idea. And why do I say let's skip it? I don't know if Joe Burrow's going to be out there. I have no idea. Nobody knows if Joe Burrow's going to be playing. Ja'Marr Chase is saying he needs to relax, and Zach Taylor gave an update yesterday, and He ain't say too much. Listen to the head coach. You're pretty much still in the same place. Listen to this.
Do you have an update on Joe's status?
No, not yet. Just taking it day to day right now.
Will he practice full today?
We'll see. I doubt it'd be full if he's out there, but we'll see. It's, you know, soreness is an issue right now, and so giving him some time is best. And so that's all I'll say about today.
Well, Friday, Joe Burrow was throwing in individual drills. Ja'Marr Chase was predicting that he's going to sit out on Monday against the Rams. They're in a damned if you do. Well, they're pretty much damned either way. They're screwed. They're 0-2 right now. Yeah, they started 0-2 last year. Joe Burrow is running around on a busted up calf. And so what do you do? Do you run him out there to further risk injury where maybe he can get hurt and miss significant time? Do you rest him and fall further into the hole and have not a chance at anything for the entire season? And I just think that you probably take the risk that he does play. It's up to him. It really is. They're going to say, hey, how are you feeling? And if he says he's good to go and he can be any type of mobile, or he shows that he can't be, they're going to give him a quick hook. I think that's just what it is. Because what's the likelihood that they start off 0-2 in two consecutive seasons and then just go on a run? Last year, what, 10 straight wins at one point and almost Super Bowl? What are the odds that that happens again? I wouldn't say high. And so, actually, when you start looking through the NFL teams that are 0-2, it gets dicey. You know, we heard from Russell Wilson on the other side. Are the Broncos going to turn things around? I don't think so. I don't think they're healthy enough. I mean, you got Cincinnati. We got New England. What are they doing? Houston. There's nothing to turn around there. The Chargers, 0-2. What an embarrassment that is. Minnesota, Chicago, 0-2. Carolina, 0-2. Arizona, 0-2. You know, realistically, if there is a team that might be able to fight back 0-2, as much as I hate to say it because I can't stand him, I think he's just a good, very good QB who doesn't win anything when it matters, it's Kirk Cousins. Minnesota Vikings are probably in the best spot. I mean, who cares about New England? They'll be about 500, give or take, and people will be mad at Belichick. This is just the way the world works right now. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from Cleveland. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good, 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 good. I like the show. I used to listen to the other dude you replaced, and you've, like, grown on me. So good job, dude. Are you from Atlanta?
I'm from New York.
Okay. Hey, I called the – what did you think of Minka Fitzpatrick? You think that was a dirty hit?
No, I thought he was playing football.
Okay, because a lot of people are saying that it was a dirty hit. Like, you know, somebody went high, he shouldn't have gone low.
Well, like, you know, yeah, I mean, if you're listening to sports radio in Cleveland, I'm sorry?
He was getting stood up. It's like a known thing. You're not supposed to go low, I guess.
No. But, so are you telling me what other people are saying, or are you telling me what you think?
I think I'm going to what the experts are saying, and there's like a low rumble that's starting to say that that's, thing was not on the up and up. It was dirty. Pittsburgh's dirty.
From what I have heard from various people who have played the game, it's pretty much split.
Right.
So if you're asking,
usually it's either one way or the other. It's not split on something like that. I mean, that could be a career ender to a.
Oh my God, that guy's unbearable. Sheesh. I know he's not married to anybody. Oh, my God. I wonder what he does for a living. Jeez. What do I think? I don't think it was a dirty hit. I thought the guy's playing football. He's trying to tackle one of the biggest dudes in the NFL at the running back position. He's trying to get him at the legs. And unfortunately, when you got one guy moving hella fast and another dude powering through, it happens, man. I don't think in that split second he's like, oh, I need to take this guy's legs out. I need to take his knees out. He's trying to hit him in the thigh. He didn't hit him in the thigh. He hit him in the knee. Game over, okay? Damn. Haven't had a cigarette in years. It's going to make me want one. Chef, where can I get a cigarette?
Well, we've talked about gas stations all night. That would be the first guess.
Yeah, there's one on 14th Street on the highway. I need to go over
according
there.
To you, if you go to any other city aside New York, people bum off cigarettes all the time.
Yeah, but I got to go downstairs and wait for somebody to smoke a cigarette.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I mean, I have a feeling you can make it for the next, you know, 20, 25 minutes. So
after him?
Yeah.
He spoke for, I don't know, 30 seconds and he wore me out.
Well, listen, that's the type of caller where clearly you're either the first or second person he has spoken to all day.
You think so? I think the first person and last was himself.
Well, I tell you what, he doesn't lack aggression. I'll give him that.
Is it aggression or just the ability to pause? I don't know.
Both.
Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, get some more of your calls, some that will actually make sense. We're going to talk about Mr. Kiffin, Mr. Saban before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to tell you, dude, I'm a late night guy. I've been listening to your show for a long time. This is awesome calling and talking to you. I want to be a ray of sunshine for you tonight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know what? With everything going on over the weekend is all the football, all of it. There's college, there's the pros, and we talked about Colorado, and we even talked about Notre Dame, and we didn't get into Nick Saban and Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin used to work for this dude 3 years under Nick Saban as offensive coordinator, and now it's time for them to go up against each other. And Lane Kiffin, is he going to have the upper hand for the first time ever? Is Nick Saban going to go out there and, let's just say, whoop his pupil's ass? We're going to have to see. I mean, as an overall, and not being at Ole Miss, I mean, we're going back to 2009. Lane Kiffin versus Nick Saban. L, 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 and L. Lane Kiffin, man, you got an opportunity this time to actually walk away with a W. Is Lane Kiffin going to do it? I don't know. He needs to take a few things that he's learned from Nick Saban. And what have been those things is what Lane Kiffin had to say.
Things that I learned from him defensively, things I learned from him organizationally, discipline. I'm extremely grateful to him, and he really helped me at a really challenging time in my life. Like they kind of say sometimes, I guess, you don't really figure out yourself sometimes until you're kind of torn down and have to rebuild yourself. And I'm grateful for him being part of that process.
Well, damn. He sounds just as enthusiastic about talking about Saban as some of these head coaches talk about the bum quarterbacks that they have to watch play. Oh, that might be Nick Saban. No, not really. Nick Saban is just playing close your eyes and pick a quarterback right now. Jalen Milroe is going to be back out there after having to stand around and clap. And so Nick Saban actually spoke to Pat McAfee and shared some words on his QB situation.
We want our players, when these things happen, to direct their feelings in a way that's going to help them be better players. Jalen did that this week. And I'm pleased with his performance. He's got nothing to prove, you know, here. He's our guy. He's the guy that, you know, I have confidence in. And I just had a meeting with him a little bit ago and clean up some fundamental things and watch him play.
Okay. If you got to sit around and debate about who your starter is and justify why they are the starter and what you look for them as a starter or a backup, then you don't have no quarterback. I'm sorry. 855-212-4CBS, Alabama. not sitting around in that top 10 anymore. Ole Miss, man, they need to take advantage of this. Let's get to more of your calls before we roll out. Let's roll to Dutchman calling out of Birmingham. Go ahead.
Man, I'm just curious, JR. I missed your Notre Dame comment earlier. I want to know where you stood on that whole situation. I'm a very small Shamrock in the big Red Sea living in Alabama, but I grew up right by the stadium, so I feel like this is the first time in a long time that, you know, we've had a spark. Marcus Freeman, he's got some fire.
I can sit here and feed you or shovel you, you know what, but the fact is both of these teams have beat the living hell out of nobodies to begin the season, and so it's hard for me to give you a full justification when the games are like 60 to nothing, you know?
No, absolutely. I'm excited to see them actually have something they got to face.
Right. That's, real competition. Right, right.
Yeah. They both haven't faced anybody yet. And I feel like Ryan Day is in a spot that he's scared, and Marcus Freeman's got fire.
Okay, so which way? So, but if you're a Shamrock, guy, what are you going? You going with Notre Dame?
Oh, yeah.
And what's the score?
Brother, I grew up 40 minutes from the stadium. I live and breathe gold, nothing but gold.
How long you been in Birmingham?
10 years.
Okay, all right. How often you get back up there?
It's been 3 years, and I was supposed to go this weekend, and unfortunately, financially, I couldn't say yes. A buddy of mine bought me a ticket, but I told him to sell it. It hurts. It hurts.
I was up in Notre Dame 2 years ago, and I was trying to get an Uber out of town, and I couldn't even get an Uber ride, man. Where's the Uber?
I don't even think South End still has Uber.
No, they do. They do. It'll take you 30 minutes for it to come. So I'm like, where's the Uber? Why? What? The college students, it took me a minute to realize, oh, these college students here, they don't need to drive. They have money already, so they don't drive.
At Notre Dame, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, they don't need to drive Uber on the side. So, hey, good luck to you guys, okay?
Thank you, brother.
All right, thank you, Dutchman, for calling from Birmingham. Herd is calling from Pittsburgh. What's up, Herd?
What's up, JR? How you doing tonight?
Very well.
You know, I was doing very well until I heard that a couple callers ago from Cleveland. Originally, I was going to call you about the upcoming game, but I don't even care about that right now.
What's upcoming
game? You know, my boy Minka, you know, if you look at his size compared to Chubb, he was doing what he could to tackle him. He wasn't torpedoing a knee. Absolutely not. And if he did, then he's a hell of an actor, because he was over there, you know, talking to him and I think trying to explain his case, you know.
Well, listen, Hurt, people got to come up with something to yell about, and that's real easy to do, you know.
You know, I sit up all night. I'm a 29-year Pittsburgh firefighter, and you know, I sit up here on night turn trying to stay awake, just to wake my boys. And. And, man, that got under my skin. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. Like, so,
is that a fire? Like, what's that mean?
Yeah, zone 315 working, zone 315 working, truck, let's roll.
All right,
yeah, JR, I got to roll, bro.
All right, peace. What the hell? Hey, Shep, he got to go get a fire? What is that about?
It's called live radio. That's what that's about.
That's almost like the guy who is Is
getting
he in
a
Baltimore?
Ticket.
What?
He's getting a ticket.
Getting a ticket? No. It's like the guy who called from Baltimore, and he works security, and an alarm is going off in the background. You've heard that.
Right, but there was a guy who was calling you that got a ticket, but got out of a ticket because he listened to JR.
Yeah, I remember that. But that's different than... I'm talking about people who are working, not committing crimes.
Gotcha.
It is a guy who works security... And a massive alarm went on in the back. It's one of the bumpers, Shep.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
Okay. Ramon is here from Indianapolis. What's up, Ramon?
Hey, how you doing, JR? And thanks, everyone. Boy, that was real life radio right there. Nice.
Yeah, well, I hope everybody's okay.
I hope everybody's okay, and I hope they make it okay. Real quick with the Bears and Fields and being a person raised in the Chicago area, we've seen it. I go all the way back to Mike, Bob Avellini and Mike Phillips and Vince Evans. And, you know, Jim McMahon used to call his own plays. He said Dicker would say one thing and he would call another. So we've just had disarray for so long. You know, Grossman got to the Super Bowl, but it was mainly the defense.
Ramon, we're up against the end. You got tell me about the name.
Yeah, real fast. And then I like what Washington is doing. I think Eric Bieniemy should be getting some credit there. He's calling the plays now. They're looking good, and I just want to throw some words out there for Eric Bieniemy. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Ramon, for calling from Indianapolis. Daniel, the Uber driver, calling from Chicago. Go ahead.
Hey, the man of respect.
Oh, thank you. Go ahead. I don't want to have you cut off at the end. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just letting you know that we're going to be a surprise for everybody on Sunday at 3:25. That's what I'm saying.
Didn't you call me the other day and say that the Bears are going to stink the rest of the year now?
Yeah, you know what? You know, because they understand what's going on now. They understand what's going on. They hug themselves. They understand what they're going to do. So I think we're going to be all right.
Okay, here's an important question that you need to answer me before I have to leave. Did you steal the lawnmowers from the stadium? Was it you?
No.
I got my lawnmower. Who stole a lawnmower from Soldier Field? It was $100,000 worth of lawnmowers. Who stole it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. How about that?
You didn't see it on the news?
No, I didn't see it. Shep, can we play that real fast? I don't think.
It seems the hits just keep coming for the Bears. Someone broke into Soldier Field Wednesday night, stealing ride-along lawnmowers and John Deere Gators. The equipment belonged to a contractor. The cost of the damage and the equipment, $100,000.
All right. Well, not too much to say.
Hey, Daniel, I think you did it, okay? Go get the lawnmowers back.
No, I enjoy my driving Uber.
Okay. Well, you do that. You be safe out there. I got to go, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a nice weekend, okay?
You too. Give the lawnmowers back. Hey, Shep, thank you for hanging out. Great week.
Great week as always, Jared. Thank you, my friend. Have fun
hosting
tomorrow.
My voice made it. What?
Have fun hosting tomorrow.
I will. Hey, for anybody who gives a damn, I'm going to be on New York City radio after the Yankees, just telling the Yankee fans to relax and telling them how awful their football teams are. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You can catch me tomorrow. New York City on the Odyssey app if you're not in New York. But don't move. Don't go anywhere now. Why? Ryan Hickey, he's coming up next. And Shep will be here when, Shep?
Sunday, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. every single week, JR.
Yeah, listen to everybody because they're great.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom-Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom-Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom-Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.